Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. Tell me you're not thinking about that scene from Step Brothers where they're in the car. You know what I mean? Where they're all doing the where the family is singing. That's such a good scene, dude.
No, I was because I just finished watching, like rewatching slash watching half of the seasons for the first time of The Office.
Yeah,
and this is the song that Dwight and what's it, Angela got married to.
Yeah,
but it was like the non-lyrical, the instrumental.
Yeah, tough word.
Dude, speaking of which, I was on Twitter, and there's a Twitter account I follow. And I know
you were? No.
Are you done? There's a Twitter account I follow. It's a guy named Kevin Gallagher, and it's all old school like football stuff, right? And it's really like it's he's the NFL considers himself, air quote, NFL historian, and I see this Monday Night Football clip from 1990, and it's got, I don't know if you remember that, you're a little young for this, I don't remember when they quit doing this, but back in the day when they would do Monday Night Football, the intro would be a helmet of one team would drop, be like this massive helmet, it would drop on a football field, and they would talk about that team, and then the other helmet would drop, and they would talk about that team. And then the helmets would lift up and hit each other and explode. And then it would do 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 do, and it would be like Hank Williams Jr. Monday Night Football.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they did one from 1990. I guess it was October 8th, 1990, and it was John Elway and the Denver Broncos playing at home against the Cleveland Browns, which was those were two powerhouses back then. You know, that was the Denver team that had just went to the Super Bowl and been embarrassed by the Niners for the fourth Super Bowl win for the Niners. It was 55-10.
Jeremiah Castile. Was that before his time? That was the Ernest Biner play with Jeremiah Castile knocked the fumble out.
That was the 80 – I want no, no, that was 86, I think.
Okay.
I think. All right. I think that was the 86, you know, where Elway leads him down the field.
Yeah.
And wins in Cleveland.
So
I think
Ernest
Biner
fumble caused by Jeremiah Castile. And I mean, he was our team pastor at Alabama. And he's always just famed for that play.
Maybe that was the 89 one, because that was the you know, that's where sometimes my knowledge kind of gets iffy, but
yeah,
the 89.
I was like 2 years old, so.
But yeah, no, that was not that game, because the Broncos won that game big. So,
all right.
That was the 86 one, I think.
Yeah. Let's get back into talking about Atlanta Falcons. Before we do, just want to remind you guys, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live football coverage. And we're gonna get your morning started on Friday with the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo Morgan, fire up the grill and share his favorite game day recipes. And you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift at 929 Morning Shift. That's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, that's me.
That's him. And we'll be there live in Buckhead at Publix tomorrow morning. So
I'm
make
excited.
Sure you guys put that one down. If
I'm the meat man.
Yeah. I'm the snack man. I'm just throwing that out there.
Hey, you got to stop nicknaming yourself,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, I grilled Tuesday night.
Yep.
Oh, man. I did some country style ribs and some grilled chicken. I put that, you know, the buffalo. Like the Buffalo Wild Wings spicy garlic sauce.
Oh yeah, I do know. I'll put that a little bit too spicy for me, to be honest.
Oh, that tastes good on my grilled chicken.
Yeah, I don't do spice. Hey, let's talk about Raheem Morris a little bit. We've been talking about, Lord knows, I've been one of the biggest critics of this offense, and I don't think predictability is the word. I think it's just very vanilla. I don't think you necessarily know whether it's going left, right, down the middle, and who's getting the ball. I just think there's a database of like 12 plays. So let's go with that. Raheem Morris was kind of asked about it a couple days ago. This was his response.
I think I heard, I don't know what it was. I was laughing when it happened, but it said, this team's run 80% of pistol and they run. I'm like, yeah, it's a run situation. We're running. Stop us. You know, it's like one of those type of things, right? So it's like the good teams do what they do consistently. That's what they do. And the good teams are teams that can change up when they need to. And I think we're the good teams. We're going to be one of those good teams that be able to do whatever you need to do to go out there and win. We've seen this in the past, win it throwing the ball a million times. We've seen this in the past, being able to run it a bunch of times. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the run. And we've seen this in the past on defense, be able to stop the pass. And then on special teams, we've had to win the game on special teams before. And we got to find ways to do those things. I think the most important things for us is scoring touchdowns, stopping touchdowns, and finding ways to get the ball back for our guys and really maintaining possession.
Here's where I'm at on this, because I completely agree with what he's saying, that the good teams do what they do, and they do it well. I think the good defenses, though, know what the good teams do and can stop it. You know what I mean? I don't think we're multifunctional on offense. I think that we struggle in short yardage because we are so built for wide zone and vice versa. So I don't know. I understand what Raheem's trying to say. It's like, hey, if we are good at the pistol, we're going to run pistol. You and I think we've been on the same page where it's not necessarily the pistol's fault. It's just, it's a function of the absolute, you know, the whole offense and the whole playbook. But Raheem, I don't know. I felt like he kind of missed the mark here, where it's like, yeah, you know, we just, that's just kind of is what it is. No, you can change. No, there's self-scouting. Change your defense last year. Added a couple more components to that.
Well, yeah, but it was an emergency break glass situation, and really the main thing they really did was stop playing 15 yards off of receivers at the line of scrimmage. I mean, I know they did other things, but that was the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
If you want to simplify it to the most simplistic form of it, is they stopped playing off. I this is one of those things where I'm going to tell you, listen to what he's saying. First off, I had this argument weeks ago about balance on offense. There is no such thing as a balanced offense to me, as far as every team wants to run out and run it. If you have 50 plays in a game, you want to run it 25 and throw it 25. That's the dumbest thing ever. But I think that's what people think in balance. Balance is, to me, what a real balanced offense is in the NFL. And really, in college, I think probably is a little bit different, because I don't think college coaches give a damn about balance. I think they just want it. If they find something, a weakness to exploit, they just hammer it until you stop it. But real balance is exactly what Raheem just said. Good teams do whatever it needs to do. So if I'm going against a defense that's playing a two-deep safety look predominantly, I need to run the football on early downs against that defense and keep the sticks moving and take what they're giving me. A good offense will take what a defense is giving them. And a good offensive coordinator will find out, what do I do well that they're going to give me, and let me exploit it to put myself in good situations. And I think he's saying, we're going to do what we do. What I fear from that is saying, okay, are there looks that I can, that they show a lot, or a defense that they like to play, their style, and is there something that fits what I do well that I can take advantage of it? So it might not just be running the pistol, but what out of the pistol can I do that I'm going to be able to take advantage of what they want, how they want to play? Are you following?
I am. And look, I'm following Raheem too. Don't get me wrong. I think that Raheem knows more football than you and I do, right?
Oh,
I mean,
oh, hell yeah.
Raheem knows.
If he doesn't, we need to switch roles.
Right. Raheem knows what a good offense is supposed to look like. But I would challenge the assertion that it just is what it is at this point, and we do it well, so we're going to keep doing it.
I think
teams are adjusting to you actively.
I think that's coach talk. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. If that's what it is, then okay. But I just, like, this whole assertion that, like, man, people out there don't know what they're talking about when it's 80% pistol. Like, that's fine. But at some point, and I agree with you, a balanced offense doesn't mean throw 25, you know, run 25. the same people that are asking for a balanced offense would get done with the game and go, why didn't Bijan get it more? It was like, well, we wanted to make sure that we ran it, you know? We wanted to make sure we ran it. We wanted to make sure we threw it.
You know, dude, I had this argument the other day. Bijan only touched it 17 times. Or he didn't touch it enough. I go, we touched it 17 times. I don't care. And then you turn around, why didn't Tyler Adjei get more carries? Well, holy hell. You want to take him away from, you didn't want to take him away from Bijan.
Right.
But I think what he, but I, what I, again, maybe I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt. But I'm hearing, we're going to do what we do. Well, yeah, you're going to do what you do, but you're going to, but you are going to change based on what they're showing you. I mean, we've seen games where Michael Penix hardly threw the ball, like the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
But then we also saw the Washington and the Tampa Bay game where he threw for the sum of 300 yards in both those.
Well, Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And here's what I keep going back to. And maybe this is unfair. Maybe this is not the right way to do it. But I think talent-wise, we match up with anybody in the NFL. I'm not talking about necessarily like a successful offense. I'm talking about the best offense in the NFL, the best play callers in the NFL, the best coordinators in the NFL. And I look at their games and I watch them. And again, it's not fair to say, well, Zach Robinson has to be Andy Reid or Sean McVay or Steve Sarkisian. Kyle Shanahan. Yeah, I went throwback right there with your Falcons OCs. I don't think it's fair to say that. But in the end, when you watch those teams, you don't ever know where the ball's going. You don't. We have no idea when we're watching the 49ers. They get injured. They get an injured quarterback, an injured running back, three injured wide receivers, an injured tight end. And you still don't know where the freaking ball's going.
Andy Reid's been calling plays for 25 years in the NFL, over 25 years, actually. And he's been calling it longer than that because he's been a head coach for essentially 25 years.
Yep.
Kyle Shanahan grew up with one of the top 20 offensive minds in NFL history, and is also
higher than that.
And has also been calling plays for probably years.
His whole life.
Sean McVay he's got a veteran quarterback. He's a Super Bowl winning and play caller, and there's little Zach Robinson, his 20-something, and he's closer to doing this we're doing, because he did this in a different form, than he is calling plays. So I think, and I also think you got a quarterback making his 8th, 9th start in the league. I think you can get there. I'm not making excuses. I'm saying I agree that I want more out of it. But I do think that you're still learning the quarterback, what he's comfortable doing. You're doing things comfortable, and you're still kind of growing in the role. The wrinkles have to be there. It's all about wrinkles.
Yeah.
It's not about – you're all running the – am I wrong that you're all running about the same 10 or 15 plays?
You have the same playbook. Most of these teams have the same playbook. But I think – honestly, but I think you're kind of making my point for me. And like you said, you're not making excuses, but – if that's what it's supposed to look like, and that's what Super Bowl caliber teams look like, and offensive coordinators and schemes, that's what I want our team to look like.
And
I don't care if he's in year five or year two or whatever.
If I'm a defensive coordinator, I know what Sean McVay teams do. I know what Andy Reid teams and Kyle Shanahan teams do. I know what they want to do. I know the basis. You got to establish what your base is and then start creating wrinkles out of that to confuse. I think right now you're relying on talent a little bit, and that's fine. I don't disagree you got to develop it. I just would like to think that it's on it. We're seeing it developed in front of our eyes.
Yeah,
and it's not about the pistol formation.
I just think the OC's got to develop quickly, or we're going to be in a different situation. All right, we come back. We're going to talk more about college football. There is a Heisman contending quarterback that could be back in the lineup this weekend, and also this UNC story just continues to roll on. Is Bill Belichick looking elsewhere? We'll talk about that on the other side. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.